Since 1994, the Marquette Warriors have been the Golden Eagles, but this spring a trustee offered the university $2 million to revive the name Warriors. The online poll the university is conducting now asks alumni to weigh in on this offer and on their emotional attachment to the old mascot. Spokesperson Bridget O'Brien says even if the Warrior name returns, the mascot with a feathered headdress won't.
It's not really something you can speculate on in terms of what the mascot or logo would be, but what we do know, it would not be anything in reference to Native American symbolism or imagery.
Bridget says that's a policy decision the university made last spring when it decided to consider reinstating the name Warriors, and Marquette's president did meet with the Great Lakes Intertribal Council before deciding to poll alumni on the mascot issue. But tribal leaders in the state aren't reassured by the university's promises. Council Chair Ray DePerry says at a meeting this week, tribal leaders went on record in strong opposition to reviving the Warriors in any form.
Even though that may be somewhat of a good intention, the fact still remains, by just resurrecting the name Warrior to that particular university again, when it's only been about 10 years since they changed it, would conjure up just too much of the old stereotype.
Marquette's Board of Trustees will discuss the results of the alumni poll on the Warrior issue at its December meeting. It's not clear whether or not the board will make a decision then. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.